The Ramban, in the beginning of Parashas Masai, asks, why is it necessary for the Torah to mention all of the various places that Klal Yisrael were and they encamped as they traveled through the Midbar for the 40 years until they ultimately arrived in Eretz Yisrael? What is the need for the Torah to tell us? So the Ramban explains, there may come a time where people will not know exactly what does it mean the Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. They'll think that the Midbar, where they were, was a place that was a desert that bloomed. He says, already in his time, the Ramban says, there were people who lived in deserts, and they were able to make the deserts into places where produce growed, the grass grew, there was housing, and people will think that perhaps the desert that Klal Yisrael traveled through in their 40 years in the Midbar was that type of a desert. So, says the Ramban, the Torah identifies that these places were places that were loimakim zera, v'tein of a geffen, v'rimayin. The Torah wants to tell us that the desert that they traveled through was a real desert, and it wasn't a very luxurious place. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically took them through this desert as they went to Eretz Yisrael. But what I think the Ramban is trying also to tell us, so why is it so necessary for us to know that the place that they traveled through was a real Midbar? So I think what the Ramban is trying to teach us is that we owe a tremendous hakaras atov. We owe tremendous gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having taken us through a Midbar and still given us to what to eat and what to wear and how to live, even in a place which is really not a place made for people to inhabit. For us to recognize and appreciate what Hashem did for us. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam describes how Hallel was recited in those days. And Rambam says, Minhag Kriyas Hallel b'Yemei Chachamim HaRishonim Kach Haya. The custom of how Hallel was recited is Achash Mevarach HaGolus Shemakris Hallel, after the Baal Tefillah, who is the Chazan for the recitation of the Hallel, makes the Bracha, Maschel V'Oyma Halleluka. He says the word Halleluka, V'Kola Oym Oynen Halleluka, and everybody responds Halleluka. V'Chayz V'Oyma Halleluka Avdei Hashem, then he says the words Halleluka Avdei Hashem, V'Kolam Oynem Halleluka, and then again, after reciting those words, the entire audience says Halleluka. V'Chayz V'Oyma Halleluka Hashem Hashem, and then he says the words Halleluka Hashem Hashem, V'Kolam Oynem Halleluka, again, that same pattern. V'Chayz V'Oyma Yihi Shem Hashem Avoyroch, Me'at V'ad Oylam, V'Kolam Oynem Halleluka. V'Kein Al Kol Dover, says the Rambam, that continued throughout the entire recitation of the Hallel, that if you count how many times the Tzibur, says the Rambam, said the word Halleluka as Hallel was recited, it turns out there was 123 times. Corresponding, says the Rambam, Simen Lahem Shnoisiv Shel Aharon, corresponding to the amount of years of Aaron's life. As the Pasuk says in Parashas Maasai, V'Aaron ben Shalosh V'Esra U'Meya Shona B'Mois B'Har Ahar. Aaron was 123 years old as he passed away in Har Ahar. And of course, the obvious question, what is the connection between the recitation of Halleluka when we say Hallel to the life of Aaron? So the Mefarshim point out, one of our primary, as we just mentioned a moment ago, primary obligation in life is to be makar tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize and appreciate all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. As every Shabbos, when we say Nishmas, we say Shekein Chayvus HaKali Yitzurim LaHoydes Olahal, that we should recognize and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what He does for us. And in fact, the Ramban, at the end of Parashas Bo, says the underlying theme before, under all the mitzvahs that we perform, is that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thank Him for having created us and creating for what He does for us on a steady basis. He says, if we think about why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to create the world and why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to create human beings, the entire purpose, he says, for the creation of the world and the people on it is only to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from this world. And that, he says, is the point of us gathering in a Beis HaKnesses to daven, that people should get together and praise and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognize that we are those who He created and we are here to serve Him. And he points, and we take this concept one step further. There's only one bracha in Shmon Esrei that when the Baal Tefillah says the Chazar Sashatz, when he repeats the Shmon Esrei, we don't just say Amen. And that's the bracha of Moedim Anachnu Lach, the Moedim Derabbanan. And what is the main point of the Moedim Derabbanan? In the Moedim Derabbanan, we have the opportunity to express Moedim Anachnu Lach, for what do we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ashanachnu Moedim Lach Baruch Elai Dois. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for we recognize that there's nothing else that we are here, then the HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects that of us. And of course, the opposite of that is that this is all known as Hakaras HaTov, recognizing when someone does something good for us. And certainly, if we speak about Hakaras HaTov, the one who does the most for us is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, as the Sifrei Musa speak, the opposite of somebody who has HaKadosh HaTov is someone who's a Kafi Toiv, who doesn't appreciate and doesn't recognize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. And where does the Midah, where does the characteristic of HaKadosh HaTov come from? It comes from Toiv Ayin. It comes from somebody who recognizes that everything he has is from Hashem. For a person who recognizes that everything comes from Hashem is able to be generous. A person who thinks that what he has, he amassed and he achieved because of himself, so then why should I share what I achieved, what is mine? But if the person recognizes that what he has is really not from him, what he has is really all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he's a Toiv Ayin. He's the person who's capable and anxious to share. And that's why the Pasuk says, Toiv Ayin, a person who is generous, Hu Yivarach. He is the person that is blessed. What does it mean he's blessed? Number one, he lives a blessed life. He realizes that whatever he has, he should be happy with what he has. And he should be thankful for what he has. And he should be comfortable to share what he has. Who in our history represents that midah more than Aaron HaKohen? The Pasuk says that when Aaron HaKohen, Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned after he was appointed to be the messenger of Hashem in Mitzrayim, Aaron will be upset that Moshe Rabbeinu received this appointment and not him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, V'ra'acha v'samach b'libay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, on the contrary, when Aaron sees you and discovers this tremendous appointment that you just had, v'samach b'libay. And the Medrash says, Hasleiv shesamach b'gdulas achiv, the heart that was able to be happy for his brother's achievement, you alibay urim v'tumim. He is the one that should carry on his heart the urim v'tumim, which represent the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with us. Such a person, who, as we know, the pasuk says that when Aaron was nifta, when Aaron passed away, all of Klal Yisrael were upset because Aaron was the individual who was oyev shalom, v'roid of shalom. He loved peace and he did whatever he could to achieve peace, and that's why in him it says v'yifka oisei kabeis Yisrael. So the lesson of the Halalukah, the lesson of us praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is of course a recognition and a declaration of us realizing that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the best individual that represents that kind of a life? Aaron, because that's what Aaron's life was one long chain of. And that's why, explains the Rambam, if we're going to need to discover, use a number of how many times to say Hallelujah, Aaron's life, the 123 years that he was in this world, that he used those years to thank and praise Hashem. And not only did he do it when he thanked and praised Hashem, but he did it in all of his actions and everything and all of his experiences, is truly the example of Hallelujah. Recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly doing for us. We're in a midbar. It's not an easy place, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us wherever we are. And for that, we have to constantly declare Hallelujah.